Maloney and Frederiksen call to defend Europe's Christian heritage against mass illegal migration threat. By Christian K. Caruso on August 11, 2026. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen released a joint statement condemning uncontrolled mass illegal migration in Europe, urging action against the threats it poses to the continent. Most emphatically, the two leaders urged for the establishment of repatriation centers in third countries and the need to defend Europe's Christian cultural heritage. In the statement, which Meloni titled, "A Joint Message for Europe," the Italian and Danish prime ministers shared their reflections on the future of the continent, the security of its citizens, and the need to defend Europe's values and way of life. The two prime ministers published Italian and Danish language copies of the joint statement on their respective Facebook pages. Meloni, a center-right politician, and Frederiksen, a center-left social democrat, acknowledge that they each come from very different political backgrounds and do not agree on everything. However, they affirm to be united in the defense of Europe and the rejection of uncontrolled migration, noting that they have both each promoted strict migration policies, not just for Italy and Denmark, but across Europe. The two heads of state emphasize that no one can deny the impacts that illegal migration has had on European societies, leading to rising crime rates, increased pressure on public services, and the erosion of public trust. Furthermore, the two prime ministers emphasize that it is particularly serious when illegal migrants who have the right to remain on their countries commit violent crimes, engage in drug trafficking, or are responsible for acts of sexual violence. Understandably, European citizens expect concrete action from their political representatives. For too long, ordinary people in particular have paid too high a price due to uncontrolled immigration, the statement read. It is our duty to continue working with determination to provide concrete solutions for citizens, especially those most at risk, and to ensure greater security and protection for our communities, the text continued. Meloni and Frederiksen noted that, together, they have managed to shift the balance in the application of the European Convention on Human Rights when it comes to foreigners, which, they both asserted, should lead in an increase of deportations. The two prime ministers, however, reiterated their calls for repatriation centers in third countries and other innovative solutions outside of Europe, something that, they said, to be working hard on. But that is not enough. Compliance with our laws must go hand in hand with respect for European values. This applies to illegal migrants, but also to the millions of foreign nationals living legally in our countries and throughout Europe, they noted. The Italian and Danish prime ministers both said to be proud of Europe's Christian cultural heritage and expressed their desire to protect it. As such, Meloni and Frederiksen emphasized that they expect those who come to European countries and to respect such values and not try to impose ways of life on us that we do not share. We believe this is the right path to protect Europe and our common values. And we believe that millions of Europeans share this conviction, the statement concluded. The new joint statement published by Meloni and Frederiksen comes days after both prime ministers put forward a letter signed by 22 EU member states demanding that the European Union takes action to protect its borders in the aftermath of the recent mass migrant invasion of the Spanish exclave of Ceuta.